Hello, I'm Larry Warren, and I want to welcome you to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Thank you for joining us, because today's message will take your life into the wealthy place God's prepared for you. Galatians chapter 3 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law so the blessing could come on us. Jesus came to not only set mankind free from the curse in this world, he also made a way for us to enter into covenant with God so the power of his blessing could work in our lives. Today, Kenneth Copeland reveals that it's always been God's plan that you experience his blessing in every area of life. Learn how to access the power of God's blessing by faith and begin living far above the darkness, poverty, and fear in this world.
Galatians 3, let's begin reading with the sixth verse. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, are you of faith?
Yes.
Have you? Do you live by faith, or you just talk about it?
No,
we live by faith, right? This is our way of life. Abraham believed God. We believe God. That's what faith is believing what God's already said and then acting on it as quickly as you would the word of a lawyer, a doctor, or a highly trusted friend, praise God. Act on it. It is the truth. Yes, thank you, Lord. I do need to say this before we get any further. This needs to be in the forefront of your and my thinking all the time. This is not a religious book.
No, amen.
It has had religions made from it, many of them, many of them. God, well, let me say this. Christianity is not a religion. There's all kinds of Christianism. But Christianity is Almighty God and His family, both in heaven and in earth. And this book is an accounting of two blood covenants. The second one, or what we know as the New Covenant, was sworn by Almighty God in the living blood of Jesus. This is a blood covenant. It is a blood sworn oath. Amen. And you just need to remember that all the time. We have a covenant with God. This covenant is between God the Father and the resurrected, glorified, therefore immortal, Jesus, the Son of God. The covenant is between the Father and the Son. And you and I are partakers in the covenant in Jesus. You can't break this covenant. It's between God and Jesus. You can't break it. You can break your fellowship with it, but you can't break the covenant. It's unbreakable. It is forever, and it has no curse on it. Hallelujah. All glory now, I'm telling you. Now, hallelujah. Verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now, let me stop here just for a moment. What is he, what's he talking about? We're talking about the Eden blessing. God created man. He planted a garden. He created a man and put him in it. And he blessed him, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth, have dominion over it, and subdue it. The highest ranking authority ever released in the earth. Amen. The very power that God used to create all this. He put it on this man. It's called, in our language, in our English Bible, it's called the blessing. Well, we know what happened to it. Adam, sin came into the world, and death by sin. And the curse was released. Now, what was the first sin? Anybody know? Huh? No, I'm talking about in the Garden of Eden. What was the sin that stopped it? It was theft. He ate something that didn't belong to him. He had to take care of that tree just like he did every other garden, every other tree in that garden. And he could eat of every other tree in the garden except that one. That belonged to God. Now, that didn't mean he would never, ever have anything to do with it. He never lasted long enough to find out. He took what was God's through disobedience. He took what was God's. That was his tithe. He had to work that tree. He was supposed to gather the fruit off of it and bring it to God. It was in the center of the garden. Had he brought it to God, God would have taught him and trained him and fed him that fruit of knowledge. He would have partaken of it with God. It was God's. It was not something he could never have. His wife said, "We're not supposed to touch it." But ain't nobody told her that. She got it mixed up. Adam hadn't done his job there either. Amen. So, he fed off that. Now, what happened? It disconnected him from God and connected him to a fallen angel. And instead of faith, now he's got fear. Instead of life, now he's got death. Instead of the blessing, now it's a curse. And the curse on this planet came out of Adam. It had been the blessing. But now that gives you an idea of how powerful the blessing was and is. But now you know God well enough to know he don't ever quit. My man, he didn't just stop and say, "Well, I guess I just lost the whole deal." No, he immediately started his plan to get that blessing back. Amen. Get it back. Get it back on man as if he'd never sinned. How do we know it's the Eden blessing? All right, hold your place there in the book of Galatians. We're coming right back to this, but you look up in the book of Isaiah and look in the 51st chapter. Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence you are hewn, to the hole of the pit which you are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, unto Sarah that bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, or his seed. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. This is the Eden covenant. God covenanted with a man to get the blessing back. Amen. 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 Now then, that's the basic fundamentals of it. Now let's go back over here to the book of Galatians. God blessed Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. After the flood. The scripture said, and God blessed Noah and his sons. And he said exactly the same thing that he said to Adam. So now the blessing is back. Amen? Oh, yeah. It's back now on Noah and his sons. Well, Ham and Japheth did the same thing that Adam did. But Shem stayed with it. He stayed with God. He stayed with the blessing of the Lord. Ham and Japheth settled in, and instead of following out that blessing, They settled in and started building cities and created a system that was designed for man to meet his own needs without God. It's called Babylon. The word Babel means confusion. And I don't have time to go into the background of all of that, but God spoke one word, Babel, and confused their ability to control their imagination. And they got to a place where they could no longer function. And out of that eventually came all of the different languages of the different tribes of the earth. Now, go back here, Galatians 3. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen. Who is the heathen? Ham and Japheth. You got to be kin to one of the three. You either kin to Shem, Ham, or Japheth, or all three, like me and Jesse. I mean, we kin to all of them some way or another. Amen. But you've got to be kin to one of them. Well, Shams stayed with God. He stayed with the blessing. But God preached the gospel to Abraham saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. God is saying to him, I'm going to get Ham and Japheth back, and I'm going to do it through the line of Seth, and his name is Jesus. So let's read on down and see if that's what that says. In you shall all nations be blessed, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Blessed with what? That Eden power. That when released, I don't care what kind of environment it is, when faith activates it, that power, that blessing of Abraham, which goes all the way back to the garden, that blessing of Abraham was originally released to expand the Garden of Eden. We have the geographical boundaries of the Garden of Eden. It's approximately where Iraq is today. It wasn't the whole planet, but God planned for it to be the whole planet. But he didn't plan to do all the work. He created the garden, put the man in it, and gave him the blessing with which to expand that garden by faith, by the power of the blessing, until this planet was the garden spot of the universe. Amen. Now, and God tells you in his word what his plan was from there. God planned to move here. He still does. He's still coming. Amen. That's fine with me. Now then. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, let's come down to the 13th verse. Christ, the anointed one, has redeemed us. Say that word, redeemed. Say it again, redeemed. One more time, please. Redeemed. Oh, that has been a lot. I mean, that redemption, the redeemed and all, that's been kicked around. But tonight, you're going to leave here with a whole different idea about redeemed. Amen. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, we won't take time to turn over there, but in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome, and he said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, here you see those two laws brought into this scripture. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on Ham and Japheth, amen, the Gentiles, all the rest of us, yeah. Yeah. Through Christ Jesus. Whoa, hallelujah. I done preach me happy, praise God. Amen. Now, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, verse 28. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, or if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. We're the seed of Abraham, and we are heirs according to the promise, which is the blessing. All right. He has redeemed us. Go with me, please, to the book of Exodus. And look with me in the 8th chapter of Exodus. There was Abraham, well, first Shem. Now, you remember after the slaughter of the kings, Melchizedek came to Abram and received his tithe and blessed him. You remember that? The high priest of the Most High God, and he came with bread and wine. He came with the representing the covenant of God. And Abraham had already entered into a basic covenant with God at that time. It was still developing. But he came with bread and wine. Because what he was about to say, without those elements, without this man, this Hebrew understood covenant. The Hebrew people cut covenant. And he's in covenant with God. Without these elements, what Melchizedek, was the high priest of God, was about to say to him, without representing blood, he would have had a hard time believing it. The word Melchizedek means the Lord Mayor of Jerusalem, as it was called Salem then, but it was Jerusalem. Melchizedek was Shem. And he came to Abram, the Most High Priest of God, and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God. Now, this is why he had to bring the blood and the bread, brother. Possessor of heaven and earth. You find it over in the 4th chapter of the book of Romans, don't you, Clarence? It's read over there, said, Abraham did not become heir of the world except by faith. He believed that. He believed what the high priest of God said. Not only that, he knew who Melchizedek was. He was his kinfolk. He knew him. He may not have known him personally. I don't know. I haven't found that evidence in my research and study, but I did find out as Melchizedek, and I did find out that Abraham was his grandson, a couple of greats, great-greats or great down the line. So he knew who he was, absolutely. He's Melchizedek. And he's also founder of the school of the prophets. Blessed. Noah's son. And he transferred that blessing when he received Abram's tithe. Now you're back to the Garden of Eden. And I'll just jump ahead here a little bit and bless you with this some. You study this over in the book of Hebrews, and it says, think how great this man Melchizedek was, that God sent him as high priest to receive Abraham's tithe and to bless him. And then it goes on ahead and says that Jesus is our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed he liveth. He has the same order to receive your tithe and bless you. Amen. With the blessing of Abraham. Activate it, anoint it in your life. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we've been monkeying around with religion and everything else. Have any idea what power we were dealing with all the time? I mean, man, this blessing was released in Jesus so that you and I could have this Garden of Eden creating force right on the inside of us. I will bless you. I will perform the oath that I swore to your father, Abraham. Amen. Well, that's what he's doing today, is performing the oath.
Hallelujah.
You get on it in faith, just like Abraham did, and he'll perform it.
Yes.
He ain't going to perform a bunch of wishing, hooting around, bawling, squalling, bunch of wimpy baby kind of religion.
That's right.
He still performs the oath.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. It's just lives that ever was, and he don't ever change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you have a copy of it in your lap. You have a copy of both those covenants, both of them in blood, and the new covenant ratified the old one in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is blessed with no curse because he bore the curse.
In you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
What is redemption? It is spiritual life, new life, being born again, a new creature, healed and prosperous. The Path to Redemption by Kenneth Copeland is all-encompassing, relevant 15-message series on being redeemed from the curse of the law, receiving the blessing of the Lord, and inheriting the promise of God. Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law so you can live healed, prosperous, and free. Every word in the Bible, every promise is a covenant for you. Train yourself to speak His truth and stay on the blessing side of life. Live in the blessing where you are called to be as a child of God. Take the blessing of the Lord and live in strength and joy. You have a covenant with God that gives you the same authority as Jesus. Receive the promise of God by faith. See yourself and those around you prospering, living right, and healed. Build, expect, and see the blessing and walk the path to redemption.
Begin experiencing the freedom of a blessed life in Christ Jesus. Download Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series, The Path to Redemption, free at kcm.org/TV special. Discover the depth of God's love for you through Jesus' work of redemption and receive every blessing His Word promises you as a child of God. This free offer is good for 60 days. Contact your regional office for more information. Download your free copy today.
I want to share with you a promise that's found in Ephesians chapter 2. It says, God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ. At one time, you were without Christ, a stranger from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once afar off, has He now made near by the blood of Christ. The promise of coming near to God is true for you today because He never changes. No matter what you've done, God is still rich in mercy towards you. And the love He has for you is a great love. There's no sin so dark that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse and wipe it out of your life, as it has never happened. All you have to do is come to Jesus and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. He did all the hard part for you. He took your sin and its punishment by going to hell in your place. And He defeated the devil and broke the power of sin so you could live free and be close to God without a sense of guilt or shame. Jesus is offering you a new life in His family today. Will you accept His invitation? Well, pray this prayer with me. Father God, I receive Your mercy today. I receive the greatness of Your love for me. Jesus paid the price for my sins, and You gave Him so that You could get me. I acknowledge my sins today, and according to Your mercy, I receive the forgiveness of sin. According to Your love, I receive Your free gift of love. And I declare Jesus as the Lord of my life. I completely give my life over to You. By the blood I stand sin free, and I'll serve You for all of my days. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a new day for you. You're a child of God, and He's made you a joint heir with His Son, Jesus, to receive all His covenant promises. Welcome home. Heaven is rejoicing right now to hear that you've come into the family of God. And at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we want to help you discover the blessed life God's prepared for you. The Copelands have a gift they want to send you absolutely free. It's called the Salvation Package. The small book He did it all for you will show you the new identity you have in Christ as a child of God. There's two brochures also that will help you start reading your Bible so you get to know God as your Heavenly Father. To receive your free copy of the Salvation Package, please visit our website, kcm.org, or you can call our prayer line. Now, our licensed prayer ministers will be so excited to hear of your new life in the family of God, and they're ready to pray in faith with you over any situation you're facing. Fear not, believe God's covenant promises to you, because nothing's impossible when you are with God. Thank you for joining us today, and until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.